In her collection of essays, Strong Enough to Bend, Judith K. Witherow describes herself as a backup writer, one of many who stands in the background providing the harmony and staging the recognition for those whose names are on the covers of the books or the mastheads of the publications. She describes Strong Enough to Bend as her solo performance, and what a performance it is. I found that I could not put Strong Enough to Bend down, except for time to recollect how much the essays reminded me of friends' lives and my own. Native American lesbian and truth-teller, Witherow divides her collection into topical sections that cover her background being raised poor in the northern Appalachian mountains. We never lived in a place that had screen doors or screens in the windows. This allowed everything, including snakes, to come and go at will. We learned at an early age to pound at the door before getting out of bed. In the second section, Judith talks about how she came out with three sons that she gave birth to during a marriage to an abusive man. Raising her sons in the 1970s, a time when lesbians were losing their children to custody battles with ex-husbands, presented Judith with an ongoing dilemma of when to officially come out to her children. It's not surprising that her three sons, who were raised by Judith and her long-term partner, Sue, knew that their mother was a lesbian far before she told them and were fiercely protective of their two mothers. When I read The Rules, a novel by S. Renee Bess, I was reminded that truth can be made deeper in fiction. Renee is a black lesbian, and in these pages we meet an assortment of characters, most of them black lesbians, at least one of whom lives by the rules, meaning that she lives her life by a certain code of ethics, but sometimes she is confused by what the rules are. The protagonist, a woman by the name of London, defends herself to her long-term lover who is leaving her. "What do you mean? You don't seem sure about your blackness. What are you talking about? I know I'm black." "Do you? You could have fooled me. Most of your friends aren't black. You don't talk like a black person. You couldn't even keep working for a black-owned construction company." "My friends are all different colors. I speak the way I was taught to speak, and I left Clive Whittingham's firm because I wasn't climbing the ladder there, and not because I didn't want to work for a black man's company." Two of the characters are profoundly influenced by their childhoods, and in fact, we meet them as children when they were friends. As adults, they are joined by cast of characters complicated by intrigue and lesbian love. Equally intriguing to me was the prism of race and class. This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and literature for This Way Out.